When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Remember the Bobby Rydell of the 1960s, the teen idol, the singer, the actor? Well, tune in today to find out what the other Bobby Rydell has to say.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Today, I have none other than Bobby Rydell. Bobby, welcome to the Man Up Show with Nikita Koloff.
Oh, it is such an honor to be with you guys today. I'm excited for this program. Been looking forward to it. Thank you.
Well, great to have you on the show, Bobby. And you know, the Man Up Show, you know, we said man up, it's time to man up. Now, a lot of times, you know, I know we have a lot of women that listen to this show. The show's been listened to now at latest count, 88 different countries. As well as going across the Truth Radio Network itself. And, of course, we have a lot of women that listen. I have women on the show. But today, a special treat to have you with me. And for our listeners, for those who maybe don't know who Bobby Rydell is, how far back? Do you know, Bobby, how far back our friendship goes?
I would say it's probably right around 20 years.
20 years. And I know there's a lot of history here because I know we've been out to Phoenix and conferences just recently.
Yeah.
You had me up at your church. We'll talk about that up in Long Island,
in
New York. And so we've had that. I had the privilege of being up there. But tell our listeners, just give a little quick backdrop on Bobby Rydell.
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. Wow. Well, I can go so many different ways with that, but as from a spiritual standpoint, I have been saved since kindergarten. Like, I actually remember sitting there Indian style. It was my kindergarten teacher who led me to Christ, and it's just, you know, listen, it becomes real and real as you mature and mature, right? So it just grounded me, and I'm so grateful for that foundation. My parents, of course, also kept me on the straight and narrow. They were all in ministry, so this is kind of like a natural progression. Little did I ever know that I would be a pro wrestling fan as I got older, no less eventually work in it. So that was kind of hysterical to me because those who know me real well, I'm not really into sports. I don't watch football, baseball, or any of those things. But pro wrestling got me. Back in 91, 92, I was able to hook up with some people that broke me in a little bit to the inside world of pro wrestling, and then it just kind of took off from there much further than I would ever have expected it to have gone. And now here I am, 30, 31 years in, representing talent for different events. So that's cool. I also later became a pastor, as you just mentioned, of a church in Long Island called Sound of Heaven. I do something called the Long Island Awakening, which is a unity event that gets all different denominations together. I have about 163 churches involved right now for these special nights. We've done it in public schools. We've done it at the beach. And we've used all sorts of things, including pro wrestling as bait. And we always say, right, you know, God will use the foolish things to confound the wise, and there's nothing more foolish than pro wrestling. So that's what we've used in the past, as well as music and worship events. But there's just a lot I can get into, but I'm going to stop right there.
what do you call those nights?
Long Island Awakening.
Long Island Awakening. Okay.
Yeah, it's in its ninth year. They've been incredibly successful. For those of you that don't realize, New York is not the Bible Belt, and a lot of ministries up there, including, you know, the churches, even if you're in the same denomination, don't really connect on a lot of in a lot of ways, which is kind of sad, to be honest with you. There's a lot of competition.
Yep.
So I just wanted to do something that would bring the people together, and that was actually birthed out of a Reinhard Bonnke crusade that I was working on, like part of the administrative team for the Nassau Coliseum, and it got canceled. So we said, we can't waste all this time trying to produce something that never went off, and that's how Long Island Awakening got started.
And you said, did I hear you right? Did you say 163 churches working together? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, 163 churches. Now we have thousands, but 163 is a good start. On the very first event, I was hoping for 50 pastors to come together from different denominations. And I mean not just like, you know, the Charismatic and the Baptist and the Lutheran Assembly of God. I'm even talking about like the biker church, you know, the deaf church, the ones that are a little bit on the outside of everything. And I was really like, gosh, Lord, please bless this event, because, you know, there was some investment into it too financially, and you know, it was a little scary to do that. And it was in a public school, no less, which that never happens up here.
Right.
I was hoping for 200 people. And all they had to do, the pastors, was just take a topic. We would discuss it prior, and they would pray for 2 minutes on that topic. There was no worship, no band, no background music. It was just prayer. 650 people showed up to that. What a blessing.
that is a blessing. Well, you know, I'm going to say this. You know, you made a statement. You said New York is not the Bible Belt. And Bobby, I didn't know there was 163 churches in New York, actually, the state of New York. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. New York, I love you. Yeah. I love you, New York. I do. I'm not a fan of New York City, but anyway. It took us, yes, recently, it took us 2.5 hours to make a one-hour trip, Bobby. I'm like, really? You
exactly.
know? But you know, man, wow, you gave a lot there in a short period of time. Of course, you live on Long Island, correct?
I do. Yep. Yes, where taxes are wonderful.
yeah. Your mom was sharing some numbers with me, property taxes, etc. And I was like, wow. And she what blew my mind is she told me how much she bought. Like she'd been in her house, I think, still like 43 years or something like that.
We've been in, that home has been in the family for a very, very long time. Yeah,
something like that, she said. And when she told me what they bought it for, of course, obviously many years ago, and what it's now worth, I was like, wow, that's a return on investment right there. So anyway, let's back up just a little bit here.
Sure.
Man, you gave a lot. So a wrestling fan. So you were a wrestling fan at what age?
Fan-wise, I have been a fan, I would say probably around 7 or 8.
And I'm guessing what in those days was WWF, or was it the WWWF?
It was definitely WWF for me, and very oddly, I actually remember watching my first match on TV, and I don't know why that stayed with me, but it was the Briscoe brothers.
Oh, Jack Briscoe.
Jack and Jerry.
Yeah.
Against Adonis and Murdoch. That was my first remembrance of watching TV, wrestling on television, the WWF at that time.
Adonis, Adrian Adonis?
Adrian Adonis, yep.
Adrian Adonis.
Dick Murdoch.
And the redneck Dick Murdoch, man, I had some classic matches against, you know, I don't know if people, the older crowd will understand this, and I don't know if you remember the cartoon with Rooster Foghorn or Foghorn Leghorn?
Uh-huh.
And for the older crowd out there, that's who Murdoch reminded me of. He was one of the funniest guys I knew. I used to have to, like, for real, like, bite the turnbuckle sometimes because of the jokes he would crack in the ring during the match. Now, you know, fan would never know that, but oh my gosh, like, I'm supposed to be this Russian villain, right? And he's cracking these jokes or making these expressions on his face as he's grabbing a hold or even as he had you in a headlock or you had him in a headlock or something. Man, he reminded me, like, his build and everything of Foghorn Leghorn from the old cartoon. But anyway, Dick Murdoch. And hey, do you remember when Adrian teamed up with Jesse the Body Ventura? They became the East-West Connection?
Absolutely. I mean, legendary tag team. Everything was just so much better back then. So yeah, great times. And I think that if it wasn't as good back then, I don't think I would still be a fan, or at least I should say involved today.
Well, it was definitely, you know, definitely a different product and a different business back then. And so I appreciate that you were, you know, a fan early on. And, you know, and then you mentioned, too, you know, representing guys. I know you brought me recently, too, in addition to appreciating the Sound of Heaven. You brought me to New Jersey for an autograph signing there. And so you're still involved in the business in that way, right?
Yes. Representing talent, just really almost about every single month. I have people, whether they be overseas or all throughout the nation, have something happening all the time. But now, the big difference is I don't go out to all of them anymore. So I kind of enjoy that.
You can get it all scheduled, and then your job is done, so to speak.
Yes, I have a company, a booking agency called Integrity Bookings, and I just love that word integrity because it could go, you know, both Christian and secular. But I mean what I say. Character is such an important thing in life in general. So I'm just very honest with the promoters and vendors and the boys themselves. They have always, from the very beginning, they have trusted me with their money and their personal information and booking their hotels and their flights and just, you know. It's people that do that, but then there's like friendships. That's like you and I have. And I have, thank God, many, many friends in the pro wrestling industry that have slept at the house and we've broken bread together. And it's just been a great, great career.
Yeah, you shared, so we won't get into details, but you shared some interesting stories if I had mentioned some of the names, anyone who's even a novice wrestling fan would know some of the names that have stayed at your house. And some of the stories, some of the things that have transpired at your house, which we'll leave. I'll leave the audience kind of just guessing, wondering on that. Yeah. Like, oh my, no, don't do that. It's kind of like a good wrestling show in the old days. How we, you know, it's a main event match at the end of the show, and like, we've got to go. We're out of time, and you're like,
right.
I want to know what happens in the match, right? But that was, of course, for you watching, listening out there, that was intentional to draw you to the show next week, or for you to purchase a ticket and go down to the auditorium, right? And
that's it.
So Bobby, I want to bring a point of clarity for our listeners because there may be some.
Sure.
Really, you know, we have listeners from all age groups that listen to the Man Up Show. And as I mentioned, men, women, and even young people. And just for a point of clarity, so people aren't confused, because when they hear the name Bobby Riddell, now, you know, they just might think of the Bobby Riddell, the American icon, the actor, singer who performed rock and roll, pop music back in the early 50s, a teen idol. You're not correct. That Bobby Riddell. Is that correct?
I am not the Bobby Riddell. Although I always tell people, I say, you know, we do have something in common. We both sing.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would you like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries and the Man Up Show? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time and make a difference around the world. God bless you.
And I do remember Arnold Skoland. His wife called me once on the phone because they used to run the Westchester County Center, which is a little bit, you know, a little higher than Long Island. And she called me. She's like, are you performing in White Plains tonight?
No, for real?
for real, yes. What? So when I get hit with that, I always say, oh, I can sing a wild one. Or Fabian's in the car. I'll get him out and we'll do something.
Well, you know, so here's a little interesting story. So, gosh, this is probably 15, 20 years ago. Of course, I played in a lot of celebrity golf tournaments, right? And I still do every now and then. I've narrowed it down. I used to play in at least a dozen celebrity golf tournaments a year. So, of course, obviously that opens up the door of opportunity for me to meet a lot of incredible people like, you know, Lawrence Taylor. I mean, you know, the list can go on and on and on of guys that I played golf with Brad Johnson, who was the quarterback for Tampa Bay when they won the Super Bowl with John Gruden was the coach. And it's a laundry list of names. Well, I played in an old time rock and roll golf tournament in North Carolina, and all these guys were there. Frankie Valli, you know, Bobby Rydell. So many amazing 1950s and 60s rock and rollers. And, you know, and wow. I didn't think of it at the time. I just thought, yeah, you know, that's cool, you know. But I'm like, why didn't I get a picture with some of these guys? I could have been as we say in wrestling, I could have been a rock and roll mark, you know. But
there you go. Well, yeah. I have my wrestling stuff, but I certainly have the stuff you want to call it a mark out for.
Yeah,
my goodness,
yeah.
I have been totally blessed to meet some of those people. One of which was Whitney Houston a year before she died over in London.
Okay.
And they had taken me, actually, I was front row. She had given me tickets, actually. It was really incredible. She gave me front row tickets. And her management had pulled me out during her encore. And when I was backstage, I was able to pray for her and lay hands on her and quote scripture over her. And she would interrupt me and finish the scriptures that I was starting to quote. It was an incredible moment in my life because I absolutely loved her. And it was so sad when she left. But there's been a lot of things. I even got to sing with Patti LaBelle once. So, yeah, there is a Bobby Rydell on YouTube singing with Patti LaBelle, and that's me.
Well, and I'm telling you, you have had some incredible experiences in your life journey, about 10 people's experiences. Because, and we'll talk about how people could, follow you on social media. We'll make sure and get Sound of Heaven, your website for the church there. In Long Island before we wrap up. But those are a couple incredible stories. Any other quick memories, whether it's singers or wrestling or anything else that come to mind for you?
Oh, wow. There really has been a lot of people. I mean, I love gospel music. So actually, Cece Winans is one of my favorites. I'm actually seeing her again coming up in just a couple weeks. Michael W. Smith, I got to sing his choir. I was in the Billy Graham choir for a few different events. It's been a lot of people. I mean, both Christian and on the secular end, just tons.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the wrestling, but
right.
From from Joan Rivers to, gosh, I would have to go through my list. But
I mean, actors,
there's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, some of the things you post on social media, it was some of the pictures of some of the people you're with. I'm like, wow, I'm jealous. I'm like, hey, BJ, yeah. Hey, you got to tell Cece that Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare, says hello. Her and her husband, my youngest daughter Colby, I went to several services, the church they were pastoring there in Nashville, Tennessee. My youngest daughter Colby for a season.
Yeah.
Was there a part of that church, part of that ministry, and got the opportunity to meet Cece myself, and I don't know that she was overly impressed. I don't think she was a wrestling fan, but I think her husband at least knew who I was. But anyway,
yeah, it's possible.
Well, let's combine rock and roll, so to speak. WWF
sure.
did that years ago with Cyndi Lauper and
yes,
of course Captain Lou Albano and so many others that became a part of the, at one point they called the rock and wrestling experience, right?
Connection, the rock and wrestling connection.
Okay.
And I was I loved Cyndi Lauper. I am a musician and I always just loved her, not only her songs, but her artistry. And she really is just a creative artist. And I love that about her. She's, I want to make this clear too. You can love somebody for their talent and their skills and what they bring to the table, but you don't have to back everything that they support either,
Correct. No, sure. Because some might be listening and go, wait a minute, that person's
right.
a Christian or not a Christian.
Right, right.
But hey, last time I checked, Jesus hung out more. In fact, I was just reading, Bobby, get off on a side note here. Just let me go down a rabbit trail for a second. I was just reading how like 34 times in one of the Gospels, Jesus encountered individuals, whether it was opening blind eyes or healing a leper, and out of those 34 times in one particular Gospel, he was only in a church one time. And then I think it's the Gospel of Mark where 26 encounters Jesus had with individuals and personal encounters, and only one time, or maybe it was, I think, two times out of 26 were those encounters in a church, if you will. The point being, to your point, you know, we've got to be salt and light out there to the world. It's rock and roll and musicians or actors or whoever, Bobby. We got to be salt and light to the world, right?
Oh, you listen, I'm right there with you. I had to preface that just because, you know, let's face it, there's some ultra-religious people out there that will say you cannot intermingle all these things. And I'm
spirit of religion is alive and well. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So I like to be on the outside. I rather be on the outside than inside the four walls of the church, because that's how you affect people. Otherwise, we're just preaching to each other. I mean,
preaching to the choir, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right. So, and for our listeners, to take note of what Bobby and I are talking about right now. If you're a Jesus follower out there, it's not always about what happens inside the four walls. It's what Jesus did, what he modeled, and what he did outside of the synagogue. And so take note of that. Hey, Bobby, I want to mention too, before we run out of time, speaking of rock and wrestling, and we did something, one of my most favorite memories. And to date, it's the largest audience I've had the privilege of speaking in front of, and I think you probably know where I'm going with this. And
I do.
That was we were part of a ministry called Cruise for a Cause or Cruise with a Cause, something of that nature. We all boarded a cruise ship. It became the giant evangelistic team to Jamaica, and you were there, and we did a wrestling exposition, I guess. Is that the right word?
A demo, maybe. I don't want to call it a demo either.
We did a wrestling illustration. Here we go. We did a wrestling illustration for the crowd.
Yes.
Where you know, we had a one wrestling match, good guy, bad guy, classic good guy, bad guy. You were a manager. And then Lex Luger and I, once the match was over, we turned that match into an illustration of life and how good and evil, you know, kind of combat one another. And we shared our testimonies and our stories. And we were there for a 36-hour window. But in that audience that night, and they stood all day through the rain, but wrestling, they said, was the most favorite thing of all these high-level preachers and well-known music artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, in 36 hours, we saw over 25,000 people make a decision for Jesus, and you were a part of that.
I know. It definitely, if you want to call it my WrestleMania moment, that would be the WrestleMania moment. It was just an amazing experience. So a lot of fun. It was great to do it with two of my closest friends, of course, Johnny Over and Luscious Joe, we call him, Luscious Joe Sloan. And to have everyone else there, even Ergen Canner and Ty Tribbett, who I've got. My relationship with Ty was because of Cruise with the Cause. So it's these relationships that were formed are just so good. That's a brother and sister thing in Christ, that you just find good people, you just cling to them, and you just keep working and going forward. I love it.
Yep. And so let's talk about that just real quick. We are almost out of time, but let's talk about Sound of Heaven. And so, of course, Johnny was in the match that night, and now you and he are co-pastoring Sound of Heaven, right, in Long Island?
Yes. I met him at 18 years old, a lot of things with prophecy and words of knowledge in his life. When I met him, things I had no clue about, like nothing. And that's the Spirit of the Lord, and that's what drew him in. And it was an amazing experience. I got to help mentor him and disciple him. And we did a lot together between the wrestling and just speaking engagements in other places and just doing a lot of different things. Out of the box ministry, we love it. And then we opened up Sound of Heaven a long time after that. But God just did it. You know, it was a very interesting world. And, you know, Long Island is tough. People kind of counted us out before we got started. And we started with six people. It's been an interesting ride. Four buildings later, you know, it's rough sometimes. You know, rent over here is a lot of money. We pay $7,000 a month.
Yeah,
for
I know
a small building.
You told me it's crazy. It's not even a standalone building. It's just a part of a building. How can people, like, if somebody's in New York and wants to visit Sound of Heaven and come to a Sunday service? Of course, I had the great honor of preaching there. I appreciate you guys. What's the website where people can find out more?
The website is SOH, like Sound of Heaven, SOH.church. You can also download our app by just going to your app store and typing in Sound of Heaven. You can follow us on Instagram, type in Sound of Heaven. We have a extremely large internet audience, and we do discipleship there as well. Bible studies live on every single Wednesday night. The services are live all the time. So we have a lot going on for people that can't make it to Long Island. They can be very much part of an online church if they can't get out.
That's amazing. And how can people find out more about the extraordinary Bobby Rydell?
Well, you can, if you're interested in like the whole unity aspect, you can find us at Long Island Awakening on Facebook. Otherwise, you can go to Instagram and type in @BeingBobby_Rydell. And there is some fake accounts out there. So just make sure it's @BeingBobby_Rydell.
Yeah, well, okay, but you got to, because, you know, the singer would be, it's not R-Y-D-E-L-L, is it?
Correct. It's R-I-E-D like David, E-L.
Okay, one L at the end there. So,
yep.
So Bobby Rydell, what a fascinating, we're going to have to, I'm going to have you back on the show sometime. Will you come back sometime?
I would love to. I know we have a lot of territory we can cover.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we just scratched the surface here today and just talking about your life journey. And Bobby, just the last minute we've got here, I know you said you came to your faith at a very, very young age. And, you know, not everybody does, or some say that, but then they go off on this tangent. They get off the narrow path.
Yep.
And, you know, but you stayed on the straight and narrow, and you've been faithful and walking with the Lord all these years. And what real quick, what do you attribute to coming to the Lord at such a young age? What is there anything you attribute to that?
Well, first and foremost, I would say my parents. You know, my parents they have been everything to me, but also, you know, the closeness and intimacy with the Father. I mean, you got to have that. I mean, if you don't, you can look the other way and get pulled and enticed to go off the path. It's not to say that I didn't get off the path a little bit and take some detours. Always brought me back, so I know it's real. So in a short amount, that's what I can give you in a short answer.
That's good. And so what I hear you saying is what's resonating with me is pick up your cross daily, right? If you want to stay in that straight and narrow path, pick up your cross daily. And I know, of course, you would recommend, you know, be in the Word every day, right? Just develop prayer life, right?
Yeah. If you're gasoline, you know, your car needs gas. And so do we, as you know, God's children. We need to be in the Word. We need to worship. We need to pray. Get around other believers. Connect with a good church. Get into Bible study. Just love on the Lord, and you will not want to get off that straight and narrow path.
Check out Sound of Heaven, and check out Bobby online, and all that he's involved in. And thank you for being on the Man Up Show today, Bobby.
Thank you. This was a great honor to be here. Thank you for having me on.
And thank you once again for tuning in to It's Time to Man Up. This radio show is made possible by the grace of God, your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip, December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.